Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord has made, let us what rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. He kept us with our mind stayed on Him. He kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. He kept us another week on, and we just thank Him on today. We thank Him for even the children being able to go back to school. They started back to school, and God watched over them and kept them this week. And we thank God for that. We take nothing for granted in this last hour. We give God the glory and the praise every time we can be able to leave home and come back home safe. Oh, yes, we bless the Lord. The Bible said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within us. Bless His holy name. Don't take anything for granted in this last hour. Jesus is soon to come. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. Violence filling the land. Come on, pay attention to the signs, for Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back for a ready church. And we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts. We just pray that, you know, that we're ministering life to you. We pray that we're trying to be an example to those around about us in this last day. We're telling you to pay very close attention to things and people and places in this last hour for the enemy. He doesn't love any of us. He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy our life. But we thank God for the word of God. He come to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you on today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, how you watched over us and protected us and touched us with a finger of love and raised us up again on today. God, we pray on today that me and my family would make a difference in this last hour. Oh, God, we want to be an example to those around about us in this last hour, God. We just thank you for the word of God. Everything is going down but your word in this last hour. We pray for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over you on today. That young man, that young woman, that the enemy wants to destroy you. Oh, don't listen to the enemy that's telling you to take your life. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. We here at the Ready Church want to proclare the word of God to you on today, that you can make it and you can take it and you can do all things through Christ on today. And we plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul today. We pray for those that are in bereavement on today, that has lost loved ones on today. We speak life to you on today, and God will give you strength to endure in this last and evil day. And we pray that the word that I speak out of my mouth on today will be life changing, sustaining word in your life on today. God, think through my mind and speak through my so happen to make a difference. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, He is. We here at the Ready Church today, we just thank God for another day. As we always say, it's somebody that was here on yesterday that's not here today. And we want to thank God for giving us another opportunity to be in the land of the living. I
tell you, young people are leaving here, old people, it doesn't matter about what your age is or who you are on today. It doesn't matter what color you are, red, yellow, black, or blue. He loves us all, and the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God came to give us life on today, and we just thank God for that. We realize that everything is going down, y'all, but the word of God. Today I have with me my granddaughter, Kyan, my grandsons, BL, and Nikki and Felipe, and I just thank God for them, and I thank God for keeping all of us. You know, the Bible says family prays together, stays together, and we thank God for even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. No weapon formed against you on today, no weapon formed against us on today shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we thank him. Oh, yes, we thank God on today. We here, as I said, we just thank God for my family being able to join me today. I'm going to let them say good morning, then we'll go right into the word of God. Shekinah, say good morning. I don't know if you can hear or not. Shekinah, say good morning. Felipe?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Monica. Good morning.
We thank God. We take nothing for granted. It's a blessing when you can get your family together and pray and to study the word of God. And like I said, so much destruction happening around about us, and the enemy has come to kill, to steal, and destroy. I want my family to know that they can stand on God's word. You know, no matter what the enemy brings towards you, you can stand on God's word. You can call on the name of Jesus, and he promised to save you on today. So we're coming from 1 John this morning. Thank you. That's Madaka. Good morning. Say good morning. Good morning. Well, you know how it goes. When you want them to say stuff, they won't say it. But anyway, we're going to start it. 1 John, we're not going to be before you long. We just want to share the word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to stand in this last hour. Everything is going down but the word of God. Look around you today. You see signs of judgment all around about us, this sin-sick nation that have forgotten God and taken prayer out of school and commandments out of the school and out of the court system and even out our homes. People not praying and seeking God like they should. I was just invited to dedicate my great-grandbaby a few weeks ago. And what a blessing that the parents wanted to dedicate her back to the Lord. You know, so many people, like I said, they're doing away with prayer. You're not having prayer in your home. And when you don't have prayer in your home, violence come in and try to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the devil's goal, to kill, steal, and destroy your family and to bring destruction in your life. You know, so we're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference where it counts in this last and evil day. We're asking you, you know, pray. Gather your children around. Most of the time today, the children are being taken away with their cell phones and, you know, and their iPads and just so into games and everything but the name of Jesus. And that's why the nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, the word of God says in Psalms 9 and 17 talks about, you know, a nation, this nation that was founded on biblical principles, that we had morals and values at one time. But you look around there, the love of many waxing cold, children are disobedient to their parents, and not only to their parents, they're disobedient. If you're disobedient at home, you're not expecting the children to go out into the street and into the school and listen, because, you know, if they're not doing it at home, not training them, and, you know, the iPads and the cell phones are training our kids, then where is, you know, they don't have no foundation. So we here at the Red Church want to let you know that take your children away. Take some time, you know, with your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and speak the word of life in them on today. As we can see, a lot of our young people are just killing up one another, You know, they have no sense for life. I mean, they can just stab somebody, shoot somebody, and feel nothing. They're actually numb about what they're doing in this last hour. But we, you know, as a nation that have forgotten God, we need to gather up our family, gather up your children and grandchildren, and pray with them and study the word of God with them. They're going to have nothing to stand on after you're gone. You know, but we need to leave them with Jesus. He's still the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the only way. I know they're saying there are many ways to God today, but that's not what the Bible says. And we need to train our children. Tell them, get their Bible, and you show them what the word of God says, because sometimes they get into situations and they don't know where to go, which way to, you know, to look or what to do. And they're going to need to call on Jesus. They got to know that even when they're by themselves, you're not alone. When you call on Jesus, he promised to hear and answer their prayer on today. But like I said, it's so many things that the children are being introduced to today in this society, have taken away the morals and the values. So our children don't feel like there's no hope. You know, the church and the world are looking the same. They're sounding the same. They're doing the same. And the Bible says, you know, we're in this world but not of this world. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts today. And we're going to start reading, somebody start reading 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. Could you read it for me, please?
Which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
Amen. We're talking about the word of God. We've heard. And, you know, we've heard the same thing that I just finished talking about. We've heard these things, you know, from the word of God. That's our basic instructions. It's our basic instruction for our children today. It's our basic instructions for our home today. And wherever you go today, the word of God is your basic instruction throughout this journey and this life that we're living. You know, we need to, and she just got through saying, looking upon, having looked upon our hands and held the word of life, the Bible. A lot of times today you see people are doing away. They're not really even picking up your Bible. They're picking up the cell phone. How about if your cell phone dies out? And what can you do then? If you're depending on the cell phone, if it dies out, you don't have nothing. But if you pick up the word of God, it will always be there. You know, so I was telling y'all a few weeks ago, even with, if you go on YouTube and you ask, you know, and put in, you know, accidents, car accidents and stuff with the Bible. And a lot of time you'll see up there that the Bible was the only thing that didn't burn up. The whole car burned up, but the word of God was still there. Even a news reporter was, you know, was fascinated and, you know, about it. Like, wow, this whole car burned up, but the person had a Bible and it didn't even burn. The word of God said everything is going down but the word of God. Even physically, you know, it could have burned. But it did not. It's a lot of videos up there. And they show you the cars literally burnt. And the Bible was still standing. I'm here to tell you that there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the word of God. And we here at the Ready Church want you to know to stand on it. Even if you have to stand alone, stand on God's word. It will always be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, even when your mother and your father and sister and brother have forsaken you. The word of God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So we here at the Ready Church want you to know, call on Jesus. I don't care what situation you get in, what circumstances come arise in your life, call on Jesus. He promised to hear and answer your prayer on today when you call on him with a sincere heart on today. So she just got to reading that. Can someone else read the next tap? The next, yeah, next verse. Well, yes, and bear witness and still.
I hear you, honey.
For the life is manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
Amen. So for life was manifest.
The word of God brings life to you. You know, it sustains you. It manifests itself. The word, when you use it and apply it, it will bring strength to you. It will bring peace to you. And it surpasses your own understanding. She said, and we have seen it. You heard it. I mean, there are many people that have testimony. They have a testimony. My children have a testimony. My grandchildren have a testimony. You know, we all have a testimony. You've been through a test. And if it had not been for the Lord on your side, I know you found yourself in many different situations and you just didn't know which way to go and didn't know what the outcome was going to come. But God, you can witness that he was there and shows you that the eternal life which was in the Father and was manifested into us. His word is being manifested to us. Someone else read the next.
We until you that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is Father and Christ.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for reading that. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. He said that which we have seen. We've seen God's presence work for us and heard and declared with we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with him. When you talk to him, that's what fellowship is. Like we're talking to each other today. Have fellowship with God. Talk to him. You can talk to him, you know, by yourself, or you can talk to him around people. You know, talk to God. Fellowship. You know, call on his name and talk to him just like we're talking to each other. There's no special way you have to talk to God. But you call on him, he promised to hear and answer your prayer on today. That's why I want my grandchildren to know and my children to know that no matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, call on Jesus. He promised to hear and answer your prayer on today. Verse 4 says, and these things written we unto you, that your joy may be full. Your joy may be full. That means be complete, you know, be fulfilled, you know, uplifting, you know. And the joy of the Lord is your strength on today. If you want real joy, you know, sometimes people get joy and happiness mixed up. You may be, you know, happier or, you know, excited about a car or excited about your home and stuff. But look, when you get joy, when you ain't got a dime on your pocket, you still got peace of mind. You know, this joy I have, the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. You can have joy without things. People need to understand that this is the age that we're living in that, you know, the enemy has used American Idols and all these shows to try to get people focused off of God and focus on yourself, that things make you. Things don't make you. You know, the more you get, the more you want. So flesh is never satisfied, and the only thing that's going to satisfy your hunger today is when you receive Christ in your life. Like I said, the more you get, the more you want. You may get a little money, and you know, you spend that, and then you want some more money, or you may get a car, and you say, okay, oh, you show it off and everything, and then, you know, you ride the little friends around it and stuff. And then after a while, you want something else. So, you know, flesh is never satisfied. Like I said, the more you get, the more you want. But you get Jesus. I tell you, you get that peace and that joy like never before. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Like I said, even when you don't have a dime in your pocket, you still have joy. You know, there's some people that have a plenty of money. I mean, you got people that's rich and wealthy and you know, and everything, but still don't have joy, don't have peace. They commit suicide. Got all the money, you know, that the world has to offer, but has no peace of mind. You know, so there's a difference. And joy and happiness. We here at the Ready Church want to let you know, get the joy of the Lord. This joy that I have, the world ain't giving, and the world can't take it away. Get the joy of the Lord in your life on today. The Bible says in verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard him, heard of him, heard about Jesus, and declared unto you that God is light. God is what? He's light. Oh, yes. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So we know that people, everything is being put in the dark now. I mean, even people go to church, the churches are dark. I mean, come on now. The Bible said that Jesus is the light. If this stuff wasn't out 40 and 50 years ago, when your auntie and auntie and grandma and all of them was here, and people saying now that God's doing a new thing, it's not God. God's word said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We need to stand on God's word. Stand on biblical principles. Stand on what God's word say, not what man say. Because man is saying today that Jesus is not the only way, but there are many ways to God. There are not many ways to God, just like there are not many ways to go south, and there's not many ways to go north. You either going south to get to south, and north to get to north, west to get to west, and east to get east. There are not many ways. And there's the same way with the word of God. We must stick with the Bible, what the Bible said. Jesus is the only way. God sent his only begotten God and Son into the world to save you and I, to restore us back. Where Adam and Eve fell by not obeying God's word and listening to the serpent, listening to the snake, telling her, oh, don't listen to God. He knows if you listen to him and you eat that fruit in the midst of the garden, you're going to be just like him. You're going to be God. And that's what we have today in our nation. The nation without God has been tricked, has been fooled by the hands of the enemy to make you think that you are God. You're hearing pastors and preachers walking around telling people that they are God and having people to think that they are God. If you are God, then you need God. So the enemy has tricked you. Don't listen to the serpent. Eve listened to the serpent, and she went on and ate the fruit. And then her eyes was open to know that the good and evil. See, that's what the enemy wanted to do, is to get her away from God, from God's word. And he wants to get the church from God's word today. He wants to get your family from God's word today. He don't want you to read God's word today. He don't want you to study God's word today. He don't want you to trust God's word today. And if you don't trust God, what would you have? Nothing. You don't have anything if you don't have Jesus. Well, he means all this, all the more than this world could give to you. Silver and gold. Oh, no, don't compare to the streets that's going to be paved with gold, you know, where you won't have to die no more, you won't cry no more, no more sickness, no more pain, no more evil in the world. The Bible said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our days. This is what we're seeing today, y'all. We need to get back to the word of God, pray with your children, pray with your family, read the word, so your children will have something to stand on in these last and evil days. I mean, violence is really filling the land, and we're losing a lot of our young people with a don't care spirit. They looking at all these games, just shooting, just shoot, 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 kill, 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 kill. That is the devil's mission, to kill you. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the enemy, which is Satan, the devil, Beelzebub, he has many names, Baal, Belial, the snake, the serpent, Satan, has many names, the beast, many names. He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. But we want you to know that Jesus said he come to give you life and that life more abundantly on today. Can you read the next verse for me?
6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
So if we say that we...
If we say that we walk, wait a minute, which one was it? 6 or 7?
If we fellowship with him and walk in darkness.
And we walk in darkness. We lie to ourselves and do not the truth. We're not telling the truth. You know, even if you walk in a room and the room is dark and you can't see anything, you're feeling your way. You don't know what you're bumping into. But when the light comes on, when you click that light on, what do darkness do? It leaves. So darkness and light can't be in the same room. And we're to be lights in this dark and dying and wicked and evil world. Let your light shine. Be nice. Be kind. Be gentle. The word of God tells us, you know, that we are to be lovers, you know, to love God and to love God's people and to show love to one another. We're living in a time where people don't want to forgive, you know. The Bible speaks of all these things, but you will be in light if you forgive. God is in light. Forgive and live. Light gives life. So if you want to live today, forgive and live.
Verse 7.
No more issues, no more. We have fellowship with another. Let us be fast and find some fast all
the time. The Bible says, if ye walk in light as he is in the light. We're talking about Jesus is in the light. He's just like his spirit. It says, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood,
talking about the blood of Jesus, his son cleanses us from all sin, y'all, from all sins. The Bible says in the next verse, it says, if ye say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The Bible says in Psalms 51, because it says, if you say that we have no sin, We deceive our own selves, and the truth is not in you. Wait for waiting. So if you say you haven't sinned, right here, I want you to know that you were born in sin. We all was born in sin. That's why we have to be born again.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin that my mother conceived me. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin that my mother conceived me.
Bible said right here lets us know that we were born in sin, but we need to be born again. It says that your mother conceived you in sin. We always born in sin. It's important that we know that we were in sin. We all were born in sin. None of us is without sin. Like the Bible just said, it said, but we walk in the light and as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So once you invite Christ in your life, sins will be removed. But we always born in sin, y'all. We always born in sin, and we can be born again. The Bible says, if ye confess our sins, he's faithful and just to what? Forgive us of our sins and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So all unrighteousness is what? Sin. But we need to be born again, because the Bible that she just read said that we were born in sin and out of our mother's womb. You didn't come from no baboon. You didn't come from no ape. You know, you came from your mother's womb. Somebody read Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. This verse 5, Jeremiah 1, verse chapter 1, and verse 5 says,
wait, before I, 1, 3, and,
he said, wait a minute, girl, before I formed thee in the belly, in your mama's belly, come on now, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, what?
I knew thee.
God said I knew you. And before what?
And before those
thy cometh
were out of the womb.
He said, and look, it said, and before, you know, he said, look, I formed thee in the belly, in your mama's belly, and I knew thee. And before thou camest out of her, what, womb. The word of God said, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says in the second chapter and verse 15, read.
The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they met.
Back to John.
First John 2 and 15. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for my children this morning. Thank God for my grandchildren.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
The Bible says, love not the world. Love not the world, neither what? The things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. It said the love of the Father is not in you. You know, and it says, for all that is in this world is the lust of the flesh. I just finished talking about that. Flesh never get enough. The more you get, the more you want. You know, you may see some shoes that just came out, you know, and after you get them and, you know, and wear them a couple of times, you want something else. Oh, this is old now. You want another pair. You know, and the price of these shoes today, oh my God, $200 and $300 for a pair of shoes. Oh my God, that could feed your family a whole meal, you know, for weeks. But you know, that's the flesh. That's the flesh. The Bible said, love not the flesh, love not the world. The thing that ain't the world, because the love of if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them, because all that is in the world, flesh and the lust of the eyes, that's the thing. Whatever your eyes see, the more you get, the more you want. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the last one we're going to read is that, and the world passes away. Look, everything going down, y'all. Y'all see all these fires, floods everywhere. People need to be really getting prepared. I mean, while you're thinking about running here and running there, you really need to be seeking God. It's getting real. The Bible is being fulfilled. It's prophecy written in advance. Jesus is soon to come.
He's soon to come. Fires. The Bible said in Noah's day said it was going to be a flood. And people didn't believe until the flood came and washed them all away. And only 8 people were saved out of 12 billion people in the world. It was 12 billion then, y'all. It's 6 billion now. It's less people in the world than it was in Noah's day. And only 8 people were saved. This man and his family. I can imagine people were doing just like they're doing now. You know, say, oh, those crazy people talking about Jesus is coming and talking about the flood coming. It never had rained before on the earth. See, the way the flowers and things was being taken care of, it was like an irrigation system. The water was coming up from the earth. It never had came down. So that's why they were looking at him, talking, oh, he crazy, talking about it's going to flood, it's going to rain, you know, and the flood's going to come, and Jesus is coming. Oh, he crazy. Look at him. They probably got a long chair, sit back, you know, probably during the summer. They just sit around and laughing and drinking and partying and music going and all. Look at him. Look at him. Him and his family over there. Look at him. And I'm quite sure that's been said about me and my family. But you know what? The flood came and washed them all away. 12 billion people was in the earth then, and it's 6 billion now. It's less people because, see, they didn't have what y'all got today, the computers and, you know, and the cell phones and iPads and everything to take you away, the TV and the radio. They didn't have that then. So people were just going to work in the fields and work outside their homes and come right back home, and they were having babies. That's why they were having so many kids. But today, no. And the flood came, y'all. And the Bible said it won't be water but fire next time. God put the rainbow in the sky as a sign, as a promise to us that it would not be a flood again. But this time it's going to be fire. And do you not see fires that's taking place in the earth today? Fires in Maui, the whole city. People were stuck in and couldn't get out. There was no alarm, you know, no warning. God's word is a warning sign to us that he's coming. There was no warning for those people last week or week before last. All those families, some of the families when they went in to see us, some of them was there. They were hugged up together, had brought up together, mothers and children and fathers. And who can imagine? Fire, y'all, in Italy and Canada and all around California. It's fire right now while I'm talking to y'all. The Bible said it won't be water, y'all, but fire next time. The bank system, did y'all not notice that the grocery stores and stores are closing? That's going down. That means down, down, down. Food stores, grocery stores, pharmacies are closing. Banks are closing. I mean, I just read this morning where they're already freezing people's accounts. You have money, but you won't be able to spend it unless you get the mark of the beast. And then you're doomed forever. And that's what the devil wants, to kill you, for you to be doomed forever. But see, when you receive Christ in your heart and in your life, he'll make the difference. The Bible says appointed unto man wants to die and then judgment. So we're all going to die. But where you going to go when you leave here? That's the thing. This is your preparation room right here. This gets you prepared for where you go when you leave here. Now your body's going to go back to the dust. The Bible says. You want me to read that? You came from the dust and you're going back to the dust. We're just dust on duty, as your pastor or your grandfather would have said if he were here today. You're just dust on duty. Your body goes back to the dirt, to the dust, to the ground. But your soul goes to whoever you serve. And if you die in the Lord, that's the good thing. If you die in the Lord, you will live again. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. You see that this world we're living in now, they're trying to imitate God from a new world order. Well, there's going to be a new world that he's going to order. And the Bible saying the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now here the government is trying to run things, but the Bible says when Jesus comes back, the government's going to be upon his shoulder. And he's going to tell the enemy to drop dead. So if you die in the Lord, you can live again. So your loved ones that's going on before you, they just rest and sleep because they're going to be in heaven and new earth. God's going to cleanse this earth again, and there will be no sickness, no pain, no remembrance of all the hurtful things that you may have endured right now. He's going to cleanse it from your mind. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. The Bible said, for the old things shall pass away, but God's word will stand. Oh, yes. So that's why I try to help my family as well as others to get right, get ready. These are just, y'all think everything is over now? Oh, thank COVID, gone, and all this stuff. No. The Bible says as we get closer to the end time, things get worse and worse and worse. This is not your best life now. And how can this be our best life here with murdering and, you know, killing, stealing, robbing people? People, I just read a few months ago where in California, people just running in the stores, taking things, you know, grabbing them, you know, up in their arm as much as they can get. Stealing, that should not steal, that should not kill. A lot of these people ain't never heard, or even, you know, this generation, y'all. I seen them about thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, took the Ten Commandments down, which used to structure your home. But now people kill you and think nothing of it. Like they ain't done nothing. Don't mean a thing. It's just like, you know, stepping on an animal or whatever. They care nothing about human life. So be careful, your friends. I always told my kids, if you watch your friends, you don't have to worry about your enemy. Because a lot of times, the ones you think is your friend, the ones that you get close to, the one you tell everything, that's the one that's going to take you down. The one you thought was your friend, that you told everything to. The Bible said there's nothing hidden, it shall not be revealed. So you think you told your little secret to your friend and think it ain't going to get back or get out. It'll get out. But if you get, you know, you tell whatever going on with you to Jesus, you don't have to worry about it getting out. And he'll, not only that, he'll fix it for you. Your friend can't fix nothing. Matter of fact, your friend will bring more trouble and destruction to you.
Sorry about that. We had ended.
Thank you.